folks, it's time to head up to Anderson Valley again. And when I think of Anderson Valley, first I think of sparkling wines, and Roeder Estate comes right to mind. A great friend of mine sitting here with me, and this is Arno Werwitsch. And ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting for me. I get to see this gentleman once a year, and it's time again. It's spring. It's a very warm spring here, sir. Bud break already.
Yes, hi, Doc. It's always a pleasure to see you. I guess, you know, your cellar is, you know, is empty. No more sparkling. You know, the Christmas is over. New Year's is over. You're running dry, and so it's time for you to come and see me. And so, yes, early bud break this year, about, you know, 3 to 4 weeks earlier than usual. It is concerning, not alarming, but concerning, because, you know, early season means also early harvests. It also means early frost issues we'll have to deal with until about, you know, May. So it's a pretty nerve-wracking of the year, of the season, growing season.
We're still on the 06 Hermitage, and I'm very excited about both those wines. We featured them last year and had a great time with them. Tell us about them, and they have really brought in the rankings and the awards.
Right, when we last see each other, I just disgorged the 2006. I was very happy with those wines. And now they've been out there for a little over a year. And then end of 2014, you know, the wine enthusiast gave us a 97 points on that Hermitage, you know, 2006. You know, they ranked it 21 out of their, you know, in their top 100. So it was pretty interesting. Obviously, we like this type of ranking. So it made the wine to fly off the shelves you know, for Christmas. I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there enjoy this wine very much.
Indeed, and it's really interesting because these wines are so food friendly, and you let's talk about both these wines. The rosé, you really hold these back, and there's a lot of time in the bottle.
If you do the math, you know, it's harvest 2006, it's bottled usually in spring of the following year, so of 2007, and then I disgorged them in January of 2014, so it was 6.5 years in the bottle, aging on the yeast, so definitely, you know, brings not only the wine, but also that aging, that brings that toasty, crusty aromatics, and a little bit also of the slight oxidative notes from that, you know, long period in the bottle.
I love these wines. And where are we going to go food-wise with these? Now that they're over the bottle shock, they're over everything, and they've been ranked so high, it's almost a celebration every time you open a bottle of these.
Yeah, it is a celebration because rekindling with a baby every single time, you know, making sure that, you know, it's doing okay. Plus the wine is evolving, it's changing. Once you have disgorged, removed, you know, the yeast from the bottle, then the wine starts to slowly age, you know, on the cork, you know, picking up some of that oxygen, so it gets some of those layered buttery, butterscotchy notes that comes from that oxidative aging. It becomes richer in a way, even though there's not more of sugar or dosage or anything. It's more the richness it takes from the aromatics.
We are going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. And Arno, it's been a while. I think we need to have a couple extra courses with this meal.
Yes, can't wait to try.